A reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Wrapped in the cloak of justice from God, bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever, the peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights, look to the east and see your children gathered from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. Led away on foot by their enemies, they left you, but God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory as on royal thrones. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance in the glory of God. The forests and every fragrant kind of tree have overshadowed Israel at God's command. For God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God is my witness how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Ituria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This was proclaimed in the first reading this morning. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Be joyful. I'm going to relate a story to you I think that most of you, if not all of you, are familiar. This is something that happened about 3.5 years ago. This takes place in Thailand. There was a coach, a soccer coach, who took about his mid-20s, and he took his team to go way back into caverns. He wanted to do kind of an initiation with them, but also to how to rely on each other for help, to help them to carry that out in their playing of soccer. And they got way back into one, and water rose and blocked their entrance from getting back. When people realized that they were missing, they were able to locate them, but they were so far back in. They were trying to find ways and to get them out. To drill through the mountain would be almost impossible. And then the monsoon season was coming. The only way that they could figure they could get them out is one by one to go deep into the water, to go through a narrow passage, and then come through the other side. The coach, what he did was this, is that he took the ones that were strong and pretty strong-willed to let them go first. Because if they would make it, they could send word back to help those who are perhaps a little bit more scared and timid. All through this time, people were hoping and praying that they would able to make it. And it started out, and it took maybe, they could only take maybe 2 or 3 a day until they were finished. They all got out safely. And it was made into a documentary which was shown here in the States just about 2 months ago. I think it was called The Rescue. Hope against hope, a ray of hope. This was to many people throughout the world. And we wish that in most cases, if not all cases, they would all turn out this well, but unfortunately they don't. Another ray of hope. I offer that to you last Sunday as we began our Lent, our Advent season last Sunday, for us to look at the different rays of hope in the world today. Because of what we're going to be hearing from the first reading from one of the prophets for these 4 Sundays, they gave rays of hope to people who need it during times of gloom and darkness. And perhaps we too need to find those rays of hope in our world today. Last Sunday in the first reading, we heard proclaimed from Jeremiah. Jeremiah was living in a very dark age for the people of Israel and Judah. Both kingdoms had collapsed. Many people were forced into exile, especially the children, because they were healthy and they could be slaves. The older ones perhaps were just left behind. But in the passage we heard last Sunday, Jeremiah gives a ray of hope, telling the people that one day the Lord is going to look kindly upon you and you will be able to return to your kingdom once again. Now, today's passage is taken from the prophet Baruch. It is known that Baruch was a scribe to Jeremiah, probably writing down some of the prophecy that Jeremiah had been given. He picks up on that same theme, and there's 2 things that he writes in particular. The first of all, he says, Jerusalem, take off your cloak of mourning and gloom. It had been at that time, and I think it even continues for most Jews today, that when someone passes away, the immediate family dresses in dark clothing. It's a time for mourning for 7 days, and 7 being a perfect number. After which, they turn to go back to their regular way of life, take off their mourning clothes, and then continue with their life. So what the prophet Baruch was saying is that take off this cloak of mourning. Your mourning has come to an end. God is looking kindly upon you. But what he says is put on the cloak of justice. Just as God has treated you justly, so now you must walk in justice and make sure that justice is done in your life and to others. But this is a new cloak, and one in which you are going to stand before the Lord our God. That's the first thing. The second thing he goes on to say, he says, stand up and see your children from the different directions. They will come to you. Perhaps at least several decades had passed from the time that the first exile took place, and their children was taken to a foreign land. But he says, now they're going to come back, and perhaps with their children. and even taken in a broader term, is all of your fellow Israelites and Judeans are going to return. So he says, this is a time and it is a ray of hope for you, that in the midst of this darkness, this time of slavery, and this time of gloom, one day you will see the glory of God and God's handiwork here setting you free. We at times too live in a land of gloom and a land of darkness. We see that which goes around us, but also too we are caught in the darkness of sin. We need to know that there are rays of hope to give us encouragement, to give us strength, and to look forward with joyful anticipation for the coming of Christ. We light one more candle on our wreath to show that the light of Christ has come and its fullness will be shown. So let us look for those rays of hope to help each and every one of us to know that God is with us and God will come again. I always marvel at the martyred saints, because in the midst of their trial, in the midst of their being tortured even to the point of death, they were joyful because they knew this was only temporary, because they looked forward to living in the light of Christ and now do so. Let us be joyful. Let us wait for the coming of the Lord, because he is the one who has given us the rays of hope that he has come and he will come again.